Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 16th day of August, year 2020. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is the State of the Nation. We do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, or Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Borada, Cumri Ambeth. We will take callers later on in the program. We do ask that you maintain decorum. Do not walk on top of each other. Also, try not to use colorful language if possible, though in these heated times, that's not always possible. And we are in the question and answer mode, which means when you come into the program, you're automatically muted until you let me know that you have a comment or question. And you do that on your phone with a *6 or on your computer by pressing the button that says ask question. Okay, now I need to lower something here. Also, our website is www.pastordan.net. And that's where we have the schedule for calls. We also have lots of information. The Daily Mail page, by the way, folks, there's so much happening so fast all throughout the day. I try to email to my lists the really, really hot items, but there is so much coming out now that that's getting very difficult to do. Plus, they are censoring. Yahoo is bad about it. Gmail is terrible about it. Being Google, of course, so that makes perfect sense. And various other platforms are trying to stifle. I have a lot of mail coming, bouncing back to me saying it's violated some sort of terms of service or standard or whatever. So, again, if you're not getting things from me, go to the Daily Mail page because everything I send out plus additional material is on the Daily Mail page. So please try that. I want to read a scripture for today before we get into this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, having therefore these promises, beloved, let's cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yahweh God. Now, that brings up an interesting point, fear of Yahweh God. Fear. What's fear? The same thing as reverencing, okay? Those two words are used interchangeably in your scripture, fear and reverencing. And you might also throw in worshiping. They're all sort of very, very similar. And if you listen to what's going on, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute, some of the things that I've been privy to over the last few days, you don't hear too many people fearing Yahweh God. Let's be honest about it. You really don't. They fear the IRS. They fear the FBI and CIA breaking their doors down like the Stasi did for communist, Jewish communist Russia. They fear the government. They fear the governor. They fear the local mayor, the county commissioners. You see what I'm saying? They fear the arm of flesh, but almost nobody talks about fearing retribution from our Father. Because our Father is far from the minds of our people. I hope you understand that. I'm in the middle of yet another book. it's like spinning plates. I feel like that guy on the stage that's got all these plates spinning, all the different books I'm in the middle of. But I started this one because it caught my eye, and it's by somebody I know, Pastor Bob Hallstrom with Kingdom Identity Ministries in the Ozarks. But he wrote a book some time ago called The Satan Amongst Us, and he goes into demons, devils, Satan, Shatan, different things like that, spirits, and how we misinterpret our scripture frequently. the Satans amongst us, much like the book of Revelation, when it talks about the beast that's always looking for prey, it roams like a lion out there. Just picture that lion out there in the African plain, in the high grass, and all the animals by the watering holes, they're all kind of like listening, waiting for that. They know he's out there looking for prey. Well, we're like the little gazelles by the water. We just want to be left alone, munch on our grass, take a drink of water once in a while. But we don't really want to have to worry about that lion out there that's ready to pounce on us and devour us. Well, folks, that beast is government. It's not organized crime even. Okay, how many people do you know personally that organized crime has affected? I grew up in South Jersey, part of my childhood anyway, in South Jersey, very heavily Italian at that time especially. So there were a lot of people, and over the years I've known a lot of people that were either in the mob or had left the mob. But I don't know anybody that personally was affected directly by any actions of the mob. And yet all of us are affected every single day of our life by these bastards in government, from the local level all the way to the federales. Okay? And so Bob Hallstrom makes a very good point in the book that they got us deflected. Organized religion, which, by the way, organized religion, Yeshua Messiah, Jesus the Christ, hated organized religions. Okay? So right there it tells you people don't read their Bibles or believe their Bibles. They really don't, because they go to organized churches all over, whether it's the Roman Catholic, the Eastern Orthodox, the going into the Protestant churches, which are just the whores of the great whore, Roman Catholicism. They are the daughters of that whore. So organized religion, with its rituals, its bylaws, its constitutions, doctrines of devils being portrayed as doctrines of the living Christ, our people flock to that. So if it's bad enough that they're worshiping government as if it's a god, they're worshiping these organized religions that are full of error, every single one of them. I belonged to many of them in my young life. I grew up as a Methodist, but later on, I got fed up with the Methodist doctrine, so I tried Southern Baptist, Conservative Baptist, plain old General Baptist. I tried Lutheran, Presbyterian, Assemblies of God. I belonged to that for a few years. I never belonged to the Roman Catholic Church. However, I did go to some services with friends, mostly just to see how things were done. I was appalled, absolutely appalled. It has the trappings. Oh, they've got wonderful trappings. All the glitz and glitter and fancy robes and all the ceremonies, just like the Presbyterians and the other Lutheran. I've been to a Lutheran as well. So they're all like mimicking the Catholic Church in that sense, all very ritualized, etc. But where are the truths being told? I never heard truth in a church. I never heard truth in any of the denominations. You say, well, Dan, come on now. We got millions of our brothers and sisters going to there, and surely you're not saying that they're lying to them. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. First of all, if they don't tell you that Jesus Christ was a Judahite, meaning of our 12 tribes, a white man, and they're telling you he was a Jew, okay, well, there's a major lie. If they're telling you that the law was done away with, well, that's a lie. If they're telling you it's okay to be queer, that's a lie. It's okay to be transgendered, that's a lie. It's okay to be a pedophile, well, that's a lie. You see what I'm saying? It's okay to mix races. Come on down here, young black man and that pretty little white girl. Come on down here. Oh, welcome. Welcome to the congregation. What? You see what I mean? How many people are actually sitting back on their ass and saying, well, you know, maybe we should consider what the Father actually said versus what all these institutions, including government, and now we've got medicine and science that want to play God. Maybe we ought to listen to what he has to say. Do you think? So the state of our nation is abysmal at best. Abysmal. Why? Because nobody gives a damn about what our Creator thinks. They really don't. They play lip service to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we need to get back and be more moral and more observant of Scripture. But to them, since they're cafeteria believers, and by that I mean they think they should go into the Word and pick out the parts they like and throw the rest away. Just like you do in the line at the cafeteria in school. Remember that? You scooped up the stuff you liked, but you passed over the stuff you didn't like. Well, that's what most believers are today. They pick up the Word of God or in their prayer life. Well, no, I don't want to go down that path. Wait a minute, I got a friend that's a half-breed, so, I can't believe that race mixing's bad. Or, my daughter's dating a nigger, and I can't, no. And I use that term because a race traitor is a nigger. I know black people. I got a friend that lives very close to me is a black guy. Wonderful man. He and I get along fabulously. I do things for him when he's away, and he does things for me. It's not that I'm against all blacks. That's crazy. People that know me know that's not true. But people that violate God's law, that's white trash, or in the case of a black man, he's a nigger. Because that's what we use that term for now, even though the word actually comes from the Latin word that just simply means black. Just like the word negro. Negro comes from the Spanish, black, negro. And Niger or nigger comes from the Latin, which means black. Okay? But see, we twist words just like the word gay no longer means what it did back in the old days. Because we always twist the meaning to the new standards, whatever the media wants us to believe, of course. But we don't pay attention. So you see what I'm saying? We've got error being foisted upon us by the institutions that we were told as children to trust. Government, okay, that's full of profligate liars and thieves and corrupt as hell. Because, again, we didn't listen to our founding fathers. They told us how to keep the government. The government will never be perfect, okay? Never. But they gave us rules, and we violated every one of those rules. So not only do we ignore our Heavenly Father and His rules, we don't even obey the ones that we know about that were only a couple hundred years ago. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Ben Franklin, John Jay, all the rest of them. Okay, they told us, they said, this country is for our posterity, white men and white women, white children. So it's a white nation. That's just a fact. I don't give a damn whether you like it or not. It's just a fact. They told us that the only people that were allowed to be in government, in positions as public servants, were to be white men of good character, believers, landowners, because that shows skin in the game. They have a concern. And it also shows that they've made something themselves. They're not just laying in a gutter somewhere as a drunk or whatever. In our society today, we say that guy laying in the gutter out there with a tattered shirt, never worked a day in his life, he has the same voting power as the guy over here that's running three businesses and employing 150 people. That's stupid. But that's what the Jew and his influence has done, and the fact that we're too damn lazy to think about things. We just want to have the good times. Please, Dan, don't bother me with facts. Don't make me think, please. Please. I just want to feel good. I want butterflies and flowers and soft music. Please, Dan. You know, the Bible says that our people want their ears tickled. That's a biblical way of saying, tell me things that are smooth sounding, Dan. Tell me the things that make me feel good about myself and feel good about the world that we live in. Well, take a look at the world you live in. Okay? They're killing your children. They're ambushing your children. They are kidnapping your children through Child Protective Services. And I've got a story to relate to you that's very personal. It's happening right now within my own family. They're telling you it's okay to drink their blood. It's okay to sell them off in sex slave trade. Okay? And older people as well, but children. Okay? All these things you're being told now are normal. It's the new normal. Government dictating every facet of your life, including whether or not you can open up for business. whether you're essential or not. What does that sound like? How can anybody fall for this stuff? Every day I wake up, I shake my head. I just can't believe the level of complicity and stupidity that's in this world. It's just unbelievable. However, there is a lot of anger. I'm hearing a lot of anger from many, many people because they're fed up. One of my relatives just told me last night that I'm not wearing one of those diapers on my face anymore. And he's been going into stores left and right in his area, and he said so far nobody's challenged him. So I guess it's up to what locale you're in as to how much trouble you'll get. But here again, how much does it take before you're going to get off your butts and take a stand? I guess that's the test, isn't it? But the other thing Bob Hallstrom points out in this book, The Satan Amongst Us, is the fact, and he's got the scriptural basis for it, the fact that all things come from the Father. All things, good or evil. Okay? They got everybody thinking that, well, it's a devil out there, and it's the devil made me do it, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Evil spirits, the demon world, blah, blah, blah. When he says, and his scripture does back it up, excuse me, our Father is in control of this whole place. If you don't know that, then I'm sorry, but you're wrong. And we've talked about it on this program from day one. This life that you live here is an experiment. It's a testing. He's testing you. And if you want the bad things to go away, then return to the one who created you. It's as simple as that. Stop worshiping the beast system. It's made up of evil people that have turned their backs on the Father and they've become reprobates. That's true. But that's not what has to happen for you and me. We have a choice. All of us have a choice. Do you want to follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit, separated spirit of our Father, or do you want to follow the reprobate minds of these cretins that walk amongst us? Choice is yours, folks. It's as simple as that. So you can get into the demonology that, oh, a devil made me do it. Oh, that was, that comedian. I can't think of his name now. The comedian, black guy. It was funny as hell. He made an album called To Russell, My Brother, Whom I Slept With. And I laughed my butt off at it because my brother and I emulated the things talked about in that quite often. So now we're at this point where, again, our folks are out here, they're bemoaning the state of the world, as the scripture says in Proverbs, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, and when the wicked rule, they moan. Well, there's a lot of moaning going on because we've given our obedience to a bunch of reprobates. And, you know, for years now, we've talked about the fact that Yahweh told us never to give political power within our nations, within our countries, that we, the white race, rule. We were never to give power to the alien, the racial alien amongst us. Now, take a look at the people in Washington and in your state government. How many of them are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants? Or actually, just let's go with white Anglo-Saxon believers, because Protestantism is just a offshoot of Catholicism. So white Anglo-Saxon believers, especially men, how many of them do you see? Not very many. The Supreme Court is 100% Jewish. You've got the outright Talmud Zionist version, and you've got the Roman Catholic version, but that's two wings on the same bird. Okay? The Jews took over the Catholic Church almost from the beginning. Why do you think Ratzinger looks like a rat-faced Jew? Because he is a rat-faced Jew. He's a Jesuit. And the Jesuits are the military arm, and they make sure that the Anglos that are amongst the members of the Roman Catholic Church stay in line. And now your Supreme Court's 100% alien. Alien by race, alien by culture, alien by faith. Our founding fathers did not trust the Roman Catholic Church. Many of the people that were in this nation did not want them here. did not trust them. If I remember correctly, that's how Maryland got started. That was the only place they could settle and be at peace because the rest of the colonists did not want them around them. They called it popery, and they considered the Pope the Antichrist. And if you look at a lot of the dictates of the popes over the years and the way they parade around with all their rich robes and jewelry and their pontificating and proclaiming themselves vicars of Christ, they are Antichrist. So again, we get back to the state of our nation and the fact that our people haven't yet figured out the simple equation. You want the punishment or the fire to go away, you got to return to the Father. Okay? You got to return to the Father. Angel says here, Isaiah 45:7. So let me go to Isaiah 45:7 because I don't have that memorized. Isaiah 45:7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I am Yahweh who does all these things. Thank you, Angel. So right there is one of the verses that Bob Hallstrom has in the book, and Angel was able to find it on her own. Everything of this world is his creation, folks. Our arch enemy, the Jew, would have no power whatsoever if we obeyed our Father. They'd have no power. They have power today because we've become corrupt and they take advantage of our evil and our lust for power, money, glory, fame, sports, entertainment, booze, sex. They're masters of that. They were put here for that. That's their genetic disposition, to seek out the weaknesses of the people of this earth and to take advantage of those weaknesses, to gain power, to rob us, etc. They get off on that. It's at the DNA level. They can't help what they do. They are of their father, the devil. Christ Jesus told us that in the book of John. So why don't we pay attention? Why don't we pay attention? Again, I listened to report after report. I was on the phone with family and friends over the weekend, and everybody's bemoaning what's going on. I heard endless talk and almost nothing, including a lot of these organizations out here that are supposed to be behind a lot of the changing that's going on. Very rarely do I hear any of them talk about our Father and the fact that this is his world created and put us here to keep this garden. And we're being tested on how well we do that. Now, when Messiah walked the earth, he said, well, it's pretty obvious. There aren't many of you paying attention. And Yahweh came down and put upon flesh. Why? Because our people typically are pretty ignorant. In other words, you won't believe the written word because the prophets and all have been telling you about this stuff, but you don't want to believe them. So here I am in the flesh to do what? To lead you by example. He also accomplished other things as well, but one of them was to show you in the flesh what it means to live according to his law. We still don't get it. We still don't get it. We'd rather play church. We'd rather listen to these lying, profligate preachers, these purveyors of lies and deception behind a pulpit, spewing out the doctrines of devils as if they're telling us what God is really trying to tell us. And they're not. They're liars. There's so few ministries that I listen to that get it right. They get part of it right. They're starting to wake up to the fact that government is the arch nemesis of all mankind, and most governments are controlled by who? By the Zionist Jews through the money system. That's how they get their power. It's by the power of the purse. The Bible even talks about the terrible power of the purse. In fact, one of the quotes, I want to read a few quotes here, because it's very much apropos, two of them. The first one is, the deepest sin against the human mind is to believe things without evidence. That was Aldous Huxley, believe it or not, but it's true. The second quote is by Stefan Zarlenga. Over time, over time, whoever controls the money system controls the nation. Now, many of our founding fathers said something very, very similar to that. But again, why the Bible talks about the terrible power of the purse, why our ancestors made sure that there were stipulations in the Constitution and in the Federalist Papers, and by the writings of Roger Sherman, that your money system is very important that you maintain control. It's much the same way that the county sheriff is elected by the people of the county for that reason, because he owes his allegiance to the county. For the few counties in America that appoint the sheriff, they are actually anti-constitutional. And that person is not actually a sheriff. He's not operating for the protection of the people. He's operating as part of the private army of the local government officials, which makes him an enemy of the people, actually. Okay, and I happen to know that particular situation, being in South Florida. Miami-Dade County has an appointed law enforcement officer. They don't even call him sheriff, because a sheriff must be elected by the people. So they did away with it. So we have a county that's outside the law, and nobody seems to care. See, again, nobody cares. The enemies dismantled our republic piece by piece, using gradualism for so long that the sheep don't even realize that we live in a country that doesn't even come close to what our founding fathers intended. Not even close. And you wonder why we're in the state we're in. It reminds me of this world. Same thing. The enemy has caused us to turn away from Yahweh and his law piece by piece over with gradualism, till now the entire earth doesn't resemble what our Heavenly Father intended. This whole earth is upside down. Marriage is a complete joke, because that's not what he wanted marriage to be. The family has been destroyed, so it doesn't resemble what he intended. Men believe that government is their God. That's not what he intended. They believe that they're born into slavery, debt slavery, to these governments, that the governments own the land, and they'll dictate whether you can have it or not, when the land belongs to the Father first and to us as his children. It doesn't belong to government. Whoever gave government right to say who can have land? Whoever gave government right to tax the land? That makes you a forever tenant. You never own your land. If there's a tax on something, you never own it, whether it's your car, your home, or your land. And yet you didn't see it coming. You didn't resist. And you wonder why we're in this hellish situation that we're in. It's a simple process, people. What you fear in this world is your God. How many times have you heard that? What you fear, and that word fear is synonymous with the word worship, and also synonymous with revere. So what you fear, worship, and revere in this world is your God, and almost nobody reveres the living God. Nobody. Because you flaunt his law on a daily basis, and you think that you can get away with it. You got family members that are into race mixing. Oh, that's okay. It's okay. You got aliens in government in your country. Oh, it's okay. Because, you know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want them to feel that, you know, we have white privilege, which is another mental construct foisted on us by the Jew and the media. That's bullshit. White privilege? Well, it's my country. Why shouldn't I have privilege in my country? Don't Jews have privilege in It's a Lie? Don't blacks in Sierra Leone have privilege? And Mozambique? Okay, nobody's bemoaning that. You're supposed to have privilege within your own lands. It's your land. It's for your family, meaning your race. We just keep believing the lies being stuffed down our throats, and we don't ever resist. It's much like these diapers that we're wearing on our face, dirty diapers. Like I said, get that visual image that, you know, for those of us that have raised children, we used to have the bucket with the cloth diapers in it there, letting them soak before you put them in the laundry. Just picture reaching into that pail full of dirty diapers and pulling one out and wrapping it around your face. That's exactly what that muzzle is. In fact, I just read an article that the dentists in America and around the world are now reporting that the muzzle wearing, the diaper wearing, is causing serious health and hygiene problems in the mouth. An increase in things like gingivitis, which is basically receding gums and bleeding gums, an increase in cavities, and an increase in basically halitosis, which is bad breath. All because you want to put that dirty diaper on so that you can show the New World Order that you're a good and willing servant. That you can be trusted to follow along with whatever Moloch and Baal says to do. That's what the muzzle represents. You know that, right? I sure hope you do. So the state of our nation is turmoil, chaos, absolute disobedience to our Father. Everything is upside down. I don't know of a single thing we get right. Our money system is corrupt. It's fiat. Our governments are upside down. We have way too much military and intelligence, the agencies, the size of them and their power, way too big, full of themselves, full of liars, full of profiteers. The media is bankrupt, 100%. Now the corruption is eked out of Washington and is affecting most of the state governments, especially the ones that are run by Jewish perverts like Michigan and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York. There's other ones too. In fact, my cousin has joined the Republican Party in the county where he resides, and so now he's getting to see up close and personal the corruption, even within the Republican Party, that there are basically Democrats, communists, who are posing as Republicans. And my second cousin, which is my cousin's son, is now going through what many of our men who have gone MGTOW, which means men going their own way, because he had protection orders issued against him by his wife. And this is a hardworking young man. It's like, wait a minute, why all of a sudden, where did that come from? Well, they went to see a friend of a friend who happens to be a lawyer and tied in with the county. And this lady said, well, your wife's probably having an affair and she's setting the stage to sue you for divorce so that you look like you're the bad guy. So she walks away with a handsome alimony and the children, and you have a stain on your record. Now, again, both of these protection orders were denied, but she's trying to get one to stick so she can file for divorce. You see how that game is played? You wonder why men are MGTOW? This is the kind of crap that's going on. So right there in my own family, they're witnessing it up close and personal. So my cousin's son, and many of the men that I converse with on a weekly basis, they're MGTOW. Why? Because they can't trust the ladies today. As my cousin said, Dan, these women today are crazy. I said, yeah, in a way they are, because they're listening to the Antichrist. Build them up. You don't need men. You can be with whoever you want. If he's not making you feel tingly and he's not worshiping at your feet like you want, you can dump him. You can get all that money. You can take the kids and his property and go find yourself another man. And, of course, you'll probably do the same thing to him in 5 to 10 years because that's the track record. Once they get started, they find out how easy it is. And they just do it over and over. I've got a friend of mine retired from the Navy. Same thing happening to him. Same thing happening to him. We predicted that years ago. Those that you were tuning into the show and listening, you remember we had that conversation on this program many times with many guests. This is exactly what's going to happen. When the women continue to rape the men in the court system because the Jew has set up the situation to where they can get away with it, that you're going to get away with it for a while, but eventually the men are going to get wise to it and they're going to walk away from you. Okay? They're going to walk away from you. So when crap hits the fan, ladies, I hope you understand something. These other races, and especially the Jew, they don't care about you. And when there is trouble, they're not going to be there to protect you. And the men who would have laid down their life for you, you've caused them to no longer want to even be around you, let alone protect you. Do you see the problem here? I think we have a caller. Let me check this out.
Howdy, Dan.
Hello. Is this Russ?
The voice, yeah, voice from the past.
Oh, welcome.
I've been listening. I don't even know the primary topic. I just saw it in an email and reminded me, and I got on. You know, this vaccine has got to be avoided by the plague, like the plague. It is a lobotomy vaccine. I'm sure you've seen that video of that monster 15 years ago when they were designing a vaccine that would remove strong desires, religious feelings, things like that. It's amazing it's still online. But it is a, right from out of hell, the spawn of hell, they're going to lobotomize the people so they cannot even express real emotions. And, of course, they've been doing that through the soft metals and everything else. But I don't know if anybody has brought that up to you, but it's Bill Gates in a CIA meeting, briefing, where they have a vaccine. And originally they were going to try to do it through aerosols, but obviously in the video it says it's just for the, you know, the people in the Middle East. But it looks like they've expanded their plans to the whole world.
Well, the Middle East was the testing ground.
Ah.
Think about it that, because most people in this world don't care what happens to the folks of the Middle East. I know that from, the people that I talk to. Most of them, if you talk about the Middle East, they don't care.
Yep.
So once again, we don't care. We don't have the empathy for fellow man, as the Christ told us. So we turn a blind eye while people like Gates and DARPA are developing aerosols and vaccines that will do these diabolical things. So it's coming home to roost, you know?
Yeah. If you don't stand up, in general, people think I'm way out there. You try to communicate with them, and you go into a marketplace without the mask on. I just can't believe how naive and ignorant our people are.
They are. Years ago when I read scripture, and it said about the path to salvation was narrow and very few traveled thereon. I used to think, well, wait a minute. America's got millions of churches and churchgoers, and we proclaim to be a Christian nation. So how could this passage be true? And now that I know what I know about identity and the truth that's going on in the world, the churches are basically whitewashed sepulchers full of dead men's bones. They're not actually on the path to salvation.
Not at all. You're coming to life right now. To hear the master's voice, you have to be alive right now. And the great majority of the folks are in the walking dead. They really are. And of course, the devils in shoe leather, rejoice in it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we've been telling people for a long time, no tests. And I don't know if you were listening to the show where I said my own relative who works at a very high level in a medical facility associated with a major hospital was told by one of her colleagues in a person-to-person conversation, whatever you do, do not take the test and do not accept the vaccine. Yep. So these tests are bad as well.
Oh, it's absolutely crazy. I said something to one of my clients, and I said, whatever you do, don't take that vaccine. He said, I'll be first in line.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And I've been trying to reach him, but he's they're so, I don't know where they get this idea that suddenly a government cares so much for the people that they're going to do all this. I mean, it's so, even just from common sense, it is spectacularly, it says the Antichrist would deceive the whole world.
Right.
Except for a remnant within a remnant. And by gosh, it's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, amen. Amen. It's almost mind-numbing.
The scripture is so, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just saying
the scripture is so correct.
Yeah.
The great majority, my old saying is Christians can't read and the Jews don't believe. Well, it really doesn't apply to them other than the gathering them for their destruction at Jerusalem. It's just astounding.
Yeah.
I'm very frustrated. I do what I can do. I give out Ted's books and I things that you've done. I do what I can do, but they're happy in their ignorance.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. They're happy in their ignorance. I guess there's no better way of putting it.
Yeah, speak unto us smooth things, tickle our ears. For gosh sake, see, when you finally reach somebody, then if they're a child of God, okay. And of course, I'm not going to anybody that greatly increased chances. There's that responsibility, the ability to respond to hearing the word of God, and when you hear it, it drives your life. See, they want to stay in their sentence. And, worrying about whether they got the nicest car on the block and whether they're sliding in and seeing Sally or whatever the hell, is going on. But, you and I aren't getting any younger. And it is very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
I know you are frustrated.
Oh, geez. Well, again, going to relate personal experience here. I just had a conversation mm-hmm. with my cousin in Pennsylvania, and one of the very first times ever that we've talked since our childhood that I heard him raise his voice in anger and frustration like he did the other night. I mean, he is livid with what's happening to his son, what's happening to his family. Now that he's involved in Republican Party politics, he's finding out just how corrupt even the Republican Party has traitors within it. But the Democrats outright socialists. And we got talking about the universities being hotbeds for socialism and communism. And right there in our hometown is a college that we all grew up around. I had an uncle that lived right near the campus. Our high school was right down the street from the campus. And found out that there's a professor at the college that put out a tweet that says, I hope when we come back to class, I don't see any of that Make America Great Again and Trump stuff in the classroom. Because
here's my trouble, why I think it's all great theater. Because has he come out and revealed who did 9/11?
No.
So there you go, and it's a scale. Well, if this person isn't that bad, but it's like our people have very short memories.
Oh yeah.
I mean, 9/11. Let's answer that.
Right.
And it's well known. That Alan somebody another. He was a non-Irish guy. Worked for the War College. He came out and said who did 9/11, and he is an Irish. So you make it kind of wonder about him whether or not he is, you know, that his gene quality is good. You know, he came out and told the truth. I forget his name, but he came out and said who did 9/11 and elements of CIA and the people who live by we will wage war by deception.
Right, Mossad, right?
Yeah.
You're not talking about Alan West, are you?
No, it's Alan. No, it's Alan something another. I'm sorry, it doesn't come up. But he works for the War College, and he came out and named names. I mean, if
right.
he can do it, see, I think he gets he's not off because he's part of the crowd.
Right.
They say, ah, there's one of our people. What the hell is he doing? You know, but, you know that what. It is so frustrating. If they lobotomize the people, you know, the COVID, it's a Certificate of Vaccine ID Act. That's what COVID stands for. And they're going to give you that thing that they talk about in that briefing where you won't, it'll basically lower your ability to have balls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they call it the anti-God vaccine.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, DARPA was part of developing that.
No kidding.
Yeah. There's a video
I didn't
of
know
a
their
conference
connection.
With generals and people with DARPA in an audience where this guy is talking about the development of this vaccine and how it will take away people's reverence for anything outside of government. Outside of science, medicine, and government,
yeah,
that'll be the new gods.
A pansy, a non-entity. You know, they tried to do it with the fluoride and all the soft metals. You know, removing iodine out of our diet. Iodine, if you don't have it at certain points in your life, it lowers your IQ. I mean, they've done everything.
Yeah, was that name Alan Watts?
No, it wasn't Alan Watts. Alan Watts is a philosopher. Alan.
Okay. Well, one of our listeners.
I'll send it. Yeah. Alan, I might have a sheet around here with the guy's name on it, but it's like I said, it's frustrating. Just like you have to go into this type of thing. You know, when you had a very, you know, ease of, if we wanted to listen to you, we could easily connect. Now, you know, they're doing everything to stop free communication of the facts, you know, what's
right.
going on.
Right.
I had one of them, and I never would have guessed. I'll tell you one quick story, and then I'll quit interrupting. I was talking to this client, and a gorgeous woman, big shot doctor, okay? And she says to me, and I would never guess, she says to me, you know, my grandmother lived in the north of Italy, and she just hated Benito Mussolini. I said, really? She goes, yeah. She said, but, you know, she was living in Skokie, Illinois, when the Nazis came marching through. But she defended their right to speak and, I said, I'm the wrong guy to bring that up to. I outlined the exact thing that the Fuhrer was a Jewish guy by the name of Joe Cohen. He went by the name of Frank Collins. He later went into his natural calling as a pornographer, was arrested for molesting a 10-year-old boy, and spent 7 years in Pontiac Correctional Studio. I said, what do you have to say about all that? She says, "Well, we're at war, and you got to do war by deception." She brought up Sun Tzu. She said, "Do you ever read Sun Tzu?" I said, "Of course I have." And so I generally can pick up on people's demeanor or appearance that they're the other part of the family, but this woman. You know, other than this bizarre, what I want to ask her, who are you at war against? See, Jesus came to save Israel from the Jews. That's what I like to tell people. That's what he came for. He came to save them from the element, the Shilonites, the Hittites, Hivites, Jebusites, Amalekites, that were in the family. They were perverting everything. And he said, through your traditions, you make the law and the prophets of none effect.
Right.
Okay. Well, those traditions, you know, it's all part of that, the evil segment of the family. It's just amazing. And the people just, you know, they live on the veneer of life. And this is your life. And, you know, and you're supposed to do the will of the Father here. And when you do, and that's what I strive always to do, I'm generally blessed. But
oh, yeah.
These people out there, you know, who pushes all the wicked agenda? It's always the same folks.
Yep.
You know a tree by its fruit. He said the roots are so tangled you'll know the tree by its fruit. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah.
So, and he's been separating the sheep from the goats for 2,000 years, the tares from the wheat. But they got to be bound.
Amen. Well, this world won't get set straight till they're taken care of, as Obadiah told us.
Yep. We will not have any peace as long as you allow these murderous, deceitful people.
Mm-hmm.
Thief comes to kill and destroy. You know, if you're a person's a thief, it's all about them, and they'll kill you. And, you know, the number one thieves in the world come out of a close group, an in-group. They steal everything for nothing. And they're murderous. And now they're trying to steal your soul through this vaccine. It's awful. It's so awful. When I go out, I see the folks with their little masks on. My heart... you know, I just want to. I was in a grocery store, and this big guy, he wasn't wearing one. I said, "Fantastic, somebody with a brain." He goes, "Oh yeah, this is all horse manure," and he didn't know the details. I tried to fill in a little bit in the details, but he says, "I said, don't take that shot." And he says, "Don't worry about it. I'm not going to take that shot." And so there's, you know, that cheers me up.
Well, there was
I haven't. I've been bad. I haven't been in a long time.
Well, that's okay. There was an article that just came out from what I consider a more trustworthy source. None of them are 100% trustworthy, but
sure.
It said that only 42% of the people polled in America would accept the vaccine. And that's the lowest poll numbers since this all started. So it's going down. So that means 58% of Americans said that they're not going to accept the vaccine.
Do you think the 5G is the way that they're really going to harm people?
I think 5G could be part of it. From what I remember of my classes in the military for radar and radar signals and all, it's very difficult for me to imagine the amount of power it would take to literally microwave people to harm them. That's a lot of power, unless you're right there at the antenna.
Well, what if you're right by your modem?
Well, the modem can't carry that kind of power. It's only got a 12-volt system in it, okay? So you're not going to be able to generate enough power to hurt something off of that modem. I'm sorry, but you can't.
Okay?
Again, being an electrical and electronic tech,
yeah, you know more.
Look at the cables coming into the power supply. Mm-hmm. Okay, current, the amount of amperage times the voltage is the power. Okay, so if at a certain power level, let's say at 220 volts, if you want a certain power level, it takes so many amperes. And so many amperes must have a certain diameter size cable to pass through it. So any of these things that are going to be powerful have to have a relatively thick cable if they're going to literally microwave you, okay? Most of the ones in your home certainly can't do it. Even on these towers, they can do it for a short range. But here's the thing I think that's going to be tied in with the 5G. If they put this vaccine in you with the nanotechnology, that's a whole different ballgame now. They don't need high power to do damage.
Oh.
You see, you mm-hmm. have allowed a receptor system into your body that can be activated at a much lower voltage level, much lower power level. You see what I'm saying?
My suspicion is going to be dial of death. They don't like your politics. They were going to zot you somehow. Maybe this is the way that you're saying.
Well, think about it. Bill Gates and the rest of these demon Jews have talked about the fact they want to. This vaccine will allow them to do many things. First of all, it dehumanizes you. It changes your DNA and RNA. So now they have a justifiable right to say to God the Father, "These aren't your people. They're not. They're transhuman now. They're not even pure." Second of all, they can say that they can patent you and own you because you accepted their company's produced RNA DNA. You are now actually truly part of their property, and they can do with you as they see fit. So they got all that going, and they can track you wherever you go, whether you have your phone with you or not. They can track you. Yep. And like you said, if you show signs of disobedience, they can now change the frequency and tell the little nanotechnology within your body to possibly do harm, either causing a disease or a hemorrhage or whatever. The point of it is, it's all nefarious. It's all Luciferian.
Yep. You know, how anyone could ever perceive themselves as being that way, it's hard for a person with a heart to understand it, but the scripture says that's exactly what would happen. So, although I can't imagine being that crazed or wicked, why doesn't people ask, why in the hell are we listening to Bill Gates? Who in the hell is this asshole?
Well, why are we listening to Fauci as well?
All got the countenance of the devil on them.
Exactly. The very first time I saw Fauci on the television screen, the very first night, Fox News, my brother was watching it, and he showed up on there. I just looked at him and I go, I wouldn't buy a used car from this guy, let alone make decisions about my personal health and the nation.
Okay. Yeah, I use the word smarmy.
Smarmy. That's
Didn't
a good
get
word.
A smarmy look, sleazy, smirky, weirdo look.
Mm-hmm. The two Gates trannies. Okay, Bill Gates and that obvious male to female tranny sitting next to him. Look at the smirks on their face when they talk about what they're going to do.
Yeah, that's called the duping delight.
Duping delight.
Yeah, they think they're smarter on all the people. And they have this duping, they're always talking about, well, beware of the guy that's a narcissistic, what do they call it, narcissism? I said, well, that's just somebody that is confident in the truth in themselves. See, so they don't want anybody being able to speak out against them. So if you don't go along with the whole crowd, then you're some type of, whatever. But they have that duping delight. They're just filled with that wickedness. The Bible says there are those who cannot go to sleep at night unless they do something wicked that day. And boy, I bet that's the case.
It sure fits with what we're seeing, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you this, Russ, since you haven't been on in a while. The scripture tells us that the whole world is in travail, waiting for the sons of God to be manifested. Okay, and I equate that also to Ezekiel 37 and that vast army that comes up out of those dry bones. Well, that's us, as far as I can tell. Yeah. That's us that operate in the light of our Father. Do you see us manifesting at some point in the near future to become this army that'll take down the beast system?
Gosh, it's beyond my. I trust in Scripture. All it takes is it can happen quick. They use trauma-based programming. So when they're traumatizing all these people, terrorizing all these innocent people, they're in a susceptible, receptive state. They're also in a receptive state to hear the truth, not just a lie.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
Okay, so it can happen like a boom, like turning a switch. I have a friend who just, I've known him 45 years, never had an argument. I always thought I was a religious nut because he is dyslexic, couldn't read the scripture very much. But I'd tell him, you know, he's finally, after 45 years, starting to say, you know, I'm starting to think you're absolutely right. And I mean, you know, that, and he was the most Christian man who never professed to be Christian he'd ever made. And again, he's one of the family. It's mm-hmm. obvious, okay, about his behavior, his countenance, everything. But he never, you know, never got involved, but it was written in his heart. And there's a lot of people out there, but right now they're getting unstable because of the stress. And I think it can flip on them. I think they know their time is short. They got to do it now or it's over. So,
well, the scripture does say that he'd put a hook in their jaw and pull them forth ahead of time, that they would make a false step before they're actually ready, and that their vanity
hubris,
would be,
right?
What's that?
Hubris.
Hubris, yes. Their hubris mm-hmm. would be part of their undoing. And take a look at people like Bloomberg and Cuomo and de Blasio and Whitmer and the rest of these hags and kikes that walk amongst us, and the fact that their hubris is just, it's almost like a stench in your nostrils.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but see, the people, you know, don't remember much of the past. You know, they live in a real short focus. The thing is, no governor can write law. It's an offer. When they say it's an order, it's just like going down and ordering fries. I said, you know, that governor can go down and order fries, but it doesn't mean they have to sell them to them. It's the same thing. It's an offer. And if you don't refuse the offer, it becomes a contract. There's a difference between lawful and legal. And, you know, legal deals with contracts, and lawful is, you know, comes from the Word of God. And most of the people don't know that, and they operate out of their fiction and that private law society instead of realizing that no fiction rules over you. No fiction. It's all an offer, consent. And it's wild. But what do you know?
Well, my cousin was even talking about that. In Pennsylvania, they have a really sick situation. They've got a Jew governor, Wolf, and the health commissioner is a Jew tranny, a male to female tranny, who looks like she came out from underneath a bridge somewhere in Trollville. And apparently he got called onto the carpet. I guess a lot of people are getting really angry about what's going on. And he got called onto the carpet about these orders. And he even said in a speech, well, wait a minute, they're just orders. They're not law. They're my recommendations. And so right there, he admitted that he's, as governor, he has no authority.
Oh, I know that, and you know that, but the great majority of the populace, when they hear a word order, they imagine that somehow they can be ordered.
Right.
They don't understand the meaning of words in their head. And again, it's promulgated that way so people don't know. They want them, they just manipulate them by fear. It says in the scripture that we're not supposed to have the spirit of fear. If God be for me, who can stand against me?
Right.
I mean, who died and left you in charge? What I ask them.
Right.
But, you know, I have lawyers that are clients, and They get a charge out of me.
Well, I can
imagine. Don't go there because they know I'm on to this simple trick, and they you know, and they going along because they don't know what they can do.
Right. Well, it's like I have family that are doctors. They're going along with it because they're in the limelight. This is the first time anybody's paid attention to them. They're glorying in the spotlight being on them. All the hoopla. Their bosses are all on board with it. So of course they're on board with it because they want promotions or a pay raise or whatever. And the rest of the family attacks them. Actually, I'm quite proud of that. Most of the blue collar workers within the family attack him viciously and basically call him out for what he is, a shill and a lackey that's going along with a lie because it's either profitable or he's going to gain something in the world of promotions or his career.
I was asking, where are the deaths? There aren't any.
There aren't any. There aren't any. Somebody.
Go ahead.
Well, somebody sent me a picture where they took a snapshot of the TV screen with CNN showing Blitzer, Wolf Blitzer, who's another kike, talking about world deaths approaching 3 million, when right on the screen it had worldwide cases 2.9 million and deaths down less than a tenth of that. Okay, so like a couple hundred thousand. So right there on the screen is showing that this guy's lying to you. The headline said worldwide deaths approaching 3 million. And right on the screen, if you bothered to look at it, it said the deaths were actually like less than 300,000.
Yeah,
people can't think. They can't do math. They can't do simple math anymore.
Yeah. I always, the amazing fact is the exact same number of people have died of COVID that died in the gas chambers. Exact same number.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like
well,
that one?
They make up numbers.
Zero.
Yeah, they make up numbers. Oh, exactly, zero. Okay, gotcha. But, if you're armed with the truth, you can see through the lies and deceptions. True?
Yeah. This is why I tell the Christian folks, I said, the problem with most Christians, they don't believe Jesus. They don't believe him at all.
You're right.
They don't. He said, I come but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Do you believe him? That's what I ask him. Do you believe him?
Well, they go, well, that's a mystery. My preacher told me that. It's a mystery, and we're not supposed to know what that actually means.
That's a mystery, all right?
Yeah.
Well,
the tribes
were lost.
Huh?
Yeah. That which is, is hidden will be made manifest, all of it.
Right.
And, I think of all the guys that have really worked on this whole situation over all these years. It's still just an amazing, just amazing. You got folks that have gone on, they've gone on, and it remains for the people that know to say, to do what we can. That's how I roll. Well, nice talking to you. I don't want to hog your dissertation, but keep up the good work, Dan.
All right, Russ, I appreciate it. Yahweh bless your heart, bud.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. All right, good talking with Russ. It's been a while here. Let's see. And unfortunately, he's up in an area of the country where they're having to deal with one of these misfits of nature as a governor. Unbelievable. Now, Angel had sent in something here saying that 5G is found in Zechariah 14:12. Let's see, 14:12. This will be the plague with which Yahweh will strike all the peoples who have fought against, well, it says Jerusalem, but it's basically his people. Their flesh will consume away while they stand on their feet, and their eyes will consume away in their sockets, and their tongue will consume away in their mouth. It will happen in that day that a great panic from Yahweh will be among them. And they will each hold onto the hand of his neighbor, and his hand will rise up against the hand of his neighbor. Judah will also fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations will be gathered together, gold and silver and clothing in great abundance. So Yahweh again can send a plague. He can get the heathen to rage. He can get the Antichrist to do his bidding. Again, while we're trying to tell you that all of the turmoil that we witness is our Father trying to get our attention. Okay. Again, we're the people of the promises. We're the people of the covenants. We're the people that he has called his peculiar people. Okay, that's what the word keltoi means in the Greek language. It's where we get the word Celt, K-E-L-T, or sometimes spelled C-E-L-T, as in the Boston Celtics. That should be pronounced Celtics, but they pronounce it Celtics. So, again, referring to his peculiar people who are the people of the promise, and we're the ones that the whole world is in travail waiting for us to manifest and say that we're going to end it. Okay, and how do we end it? Well, we end it when we become obedient sons of the Father. That's why it says, when the sons of God, which is an Aramaic expression, when the men in flesh represent the attributes of the living God. Okay, do you need it any plainer than that? When the men in flesh exhibit the attributes of the living God, that's the sons of God. When they have his understanding, his will within them, that is the manifestation of the sons of God. When we come together as men, and again, it's our job, guys, forget the women and forget the children. I had that discussion with my cousin and some of the other family this weekend. We men are the ones who were commissioned to solve this problem. Okay? It's our job. We are the ones to sacrifice to accomplish this, whether it's our time, our energy, or even our blood. That's our job. Don't put it on the women, and don't put it on the children. And by children, I'm talking about those below the age of 20. The age of accountability, according to Scripture, is 20 years old. Young people below the age of 20, you're responsible, guys. Now, sometimes our young men want to join the fight, and that they're certainly welcome. That might only be 15 to 20 years old, and they're able to handle a weapon. But those of us over the age of accountability, it was our job and is our job to educate our families, get our discipline within our families, and to stand up to this tyranny and to right the wrongs of this earth. The whole world is in travail right now. Travail is the word from Scripture that's talking about the pain that a woman goes through right before childbirth. Travail. In fact, it's a French word. Their word for work is travail. Okay? So the whole world is agonizing as if they're about ready to give birth to what? A new world. The question is, what shape will this new world look like? Is it going to be the Antichrist who win so that the new normal will be pedophilia, which they're already pronouncing in America and other countries? They want to legalize man-boy love and other forms of pedophilia. They've already legalized the murdering of the unborn. They've legalized transsexuals. They've legalized homosexuality. What other perversion are they going to come up to? Now they want the age of consent to be lowered to where there's virtually no age above 5 years old that's not able to be sexualized by our enemies. So how much more travail do we have to see before the men say enough is enough? Why are we looking to governments who created this mess? Okay, your governments are owned by your enemy, folks. This is my big argument with the Q people and the Trump people. You're still looking to false gods to solve your problem. That's my problem with that. There's no argument that the Democrats are 100% communist. There's no doubt about that. That's not what we're talking about. Why are you sitting on your ass thinking that, oh, if we just get Trump reelected, it's going to be better? Hey, I got news for you people with short memories. What happened in 2016? We elected Trump, didn't we? In fact, for the first 2 years of his presidency, the Republicans had the House, the Senate, and the White House. And guess what? Look where you are today. And as Russ pointed out in the conversation, where was the truth about 9/11 that we were promised? Where is Hillary on trial and in prison that we were promised? Where is the truth of Las Vegas? Where is the truth of Sandy Hook? Where is the truth of the Boston bombing? Where is the truth of Waco? Where is the truth of Oklahoma City? Okay, they know damn well that all these were staged events and elements of our government were part of the staging. They know that. We were promised that in 2016. We elected the guy that promised those things. Where are they? Okay, we still have the same criminals running our fiat currency system. We have the same pedophiles operating at will. Now, we keep hearing that all this stuff is happening behind closed doors, below the radar, that they're destroying their infrastructure. They're destroying and taking guys away to murder them and execute them that are part of the pedophilia. But as I've told many people, if it's behind closed doors, how in the hell am I supposed to believe it's happening? Tell me where in the world of logic and reason it says that I'm to believe, well, we just had that quote. Let me see if I can find it again. Let's see here. Right here. The deepest sin against the human mind is to believe things without evidence. Isn't that logical? To believe things without evidence is what? Foolish. It's a mental construct. It's a wish. It's a faith. To believe things without evidence. And people say, well, Dan, you believe in Yahweh God. Yeah, but I have evidence. I look at the beauty of the world created around me. I looked at the birth of my six children. I listen to the Holy Spirit who communicates with me 24/7. That's evidence. It's not without evidence. I was told as a high school student to take typing. I think I was the only guy in the class. Because guys just didn't take typing. It was always women in the class. There might have been a couple other guys. But most of the class was female. Why? What told me as a teenager in high school to take a typing class? Because back then, all we had were manual typewriters. Very few people would type anything up. But I took typing so I could be a touch typist. Back before electronic typewriters, back before computers and keyboards. The Holy Spirit said, take typing. It could be advantageous to you. I thought it was just so I could type up my book reports and stuff for schoolwork. It came to find out that as I look back now, 50 years of my life since that time, for half a century, taking that class has afforded me things that's unbelievable on how much good that one little class in high school, what it did for me. Because right after I got out of high school, what happened? Electronic typewriters came. So people were starting to type more things because they had correction ribbons in them. Prior to correction ribbons, you actually had to take a piece of paper with a white ink on it and stick it behind the right where the cylinder was, where your paper was. You had to stick it in there and type the letter that you mistyped to make it get white again. Can you believe how bothersome that was? No wonder nobody wanted to type anything. But then electronic typewriters with self-correction came, and shortly after that became the company called Brother came out with a typewriter with a little mini computer in it, so you could type and see on your little LCD screen what you wanted to type and make sure it was right, and then hit a button and it would type it. And right after that came home computers. And guess what the keyboard for the home computer was? Exactly like a typewriter. You see how that works, folks? That is evidence to me. Why in the world would a teenage boy back in the 60s want to take a typing class? First of all, you got made fun of because they called you a sissy. Be the same thing as if a boy took home ec, home economics. But I did it anyway. Why? Because I was told to. And it made sense. I said, well, okay, I'll just trust the spirit. I'll trust the voice that said I should take that class. And did it pay dividends? Amen. Or the night that I was told to call my brother and wake him up, or to call him in the middle of the night and to save his life because I told him he had to go to the hospital because of his condition. I've told you that story many times. What, that's evidence to me. You see what I'm saying, folks? So to believe things without evidence, such as the New World Order wants us to believe, or the Faucis and the talking heads on these electronic toilets, that is a sin, as far as I'm concerned. I want evidence. And we've got another caller here. Susan, can, well, hold on a minute. My software is not, there we go. I think now it's working. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Dan. Oh, this is amazing. And I just wanted to contribute a few things. Thank you. You know, I've had to be kind of like a fighter all my life, and I didn't want to be, but I sort of had to be. I was put in that position because the men weren't there. And each time, you know, I felt like I had to, you know, from my small, thin frame, at whatever age, I had to exert much, much more energy than I had because the men weren't doing it. And it's the same today. You know, I'm stopping 5G, I'm stopping geoengineering. Where are the men? And I just wanted to point out as well that, you know, Mark Twain wrote, well, obviously, wonderful books that, you know, some of which we were required to read back in school. But he felt that his finest work ever, one that was thoroughly researched as the most scholarly work that he ever wrote, but yet just as compelling as anything else, was his biography of Joan of Arc. He went to France, he dug back through all of the records. Apparently he read French and old French and everything. And there you see another instance where the men weren't handling the problem. France was being just overtaken by the Brits. It was going to become another British colony. And the only person who rose up was not just a woman. She was a girl. She was just like 15, 16 when that whole thing started. And then, you know, here she is. And then you see miracle after miracle after miracle. Plenty, plenty of evidence that she's really intended to have this role. By God, she's intended. You have to read the book to grasp that fully. And then what happens in the end? The king of France himself just doesn't care. He doesn't lift a finger. The other men don't lift a finger. And then finally, the king of France lets her be burned at the stake after all that she's done. Well, they finally won France back. You know, about 20 to 40 years afterward, I forget the exact history, but it took God bringing a girl to prove the men to have lost their cojones, to have lost their crowning glory of being the fighters. And we see it again and again. I mean, if anyone hasn't seen Shadowgate yet, it's been up for like 24 hours and already has 1.2 million views because everybody inside the Beltway has watched it now. It's the overarching strategy to get rid of the cops so that there will only be robocops. In other words, another agenda to get rid of the men, our fighting men, and replace them with, in this case, robots. You've got to see the film. Shadowgate. In any case, thank you, Dan, for pointing this out. And just as of overnight now, New Zealand has announced that yes, they're going to be, the military is going to be going door to door to tattoo vax people. And of course, it's not really a vaccine, as Catherine Austin Fitz points out. It's a tattoo chip. It's chipping, even like the test. The CV test is chipping, and so Here, the military is going to be going around door to door, forcing people. What if they try it here? This is what I've been warning about since February, while people sit back and say, well, I'm not going to get it. Well, I choose not to. Do you think that they're going to leave it to choice? And how do we avert that in advance if we can? And if we fail to avert it, how are the men going to stand up and actually do something? How do you stop a SWAT team? How do you stop a tank that's out in front of your house? We have to think about this, men. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome. Yahweh bless. You going to stay on, or was that all you had to say?
Oh, I'm still on.
Oh, all right. Well, a couple things. Yahweh has used people in the Bible. In fact, one of the heroines of the Bible is named Susan, by the way. But Deborah, Susan, and others throughout Scripture. But the story of Joan of Arc I've been interested in for a long time. There's a couple things, though, that we left out of that story. Number one, the French king didn't kill her. He allowed her to be taken to England. And in England, the church killed her. So they
right.
questioned her, and they claimed that she was of the devil because she said she heard the Holy Spirit speaking to her. And so they declared her a heretic, and the Catholic Church burned her at the stake. So it's the church world that they got to kill her, and the government just sort of winked and said, well, we'll let that happen. But the biggest thing about Joan of Arc that most people don't know is that it was a tax rebellion. In fact, some years ago, I read an article that in France, a French farmer had dug up some remains of a building that came from back in that time period. And in French, it said something to the maiden. They called her the maiden. And it was basically saying a tribute to her and the fact that she was standing up for the small people that were being taxed to death by the French crown, because it was a tax rebellion. And the other thing about Joan of Arc is that she was used as a symbol that she made the men rise up to fight, much like Boadicea did in Britain, the queen, Boadicea. Some people pronounce it Boadica, but you know, a lot of people know it as Boadicea. But here again, they became instigators. They became a symbol to get the men to rise up, but the fighting was still done by the men. Joan of Arc, as far as I know, didn't lift a sword in combat, and neither did Boadicea.
She did. She did.
So,
she was absolutely out there, and she was injured as well. She was very badly injured in her shoulder. Absolutely.
Well, it's still, if she was a woman on the battlefield, there weren't any out there with her. It's the men that have to do the fighting. If you took an army of women out on the battlefield, you're not going to win. I'll guarantee you that. So, I agree. The men need to get off their asses. The women are very outspoken, like Peggy Hall and Catherine Austin Fitz and Dr. Lorraine Day, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Pamela Popper, and on and on and on. But we also have some men speaking out, but there's an awful lot of women speaking out and becoming activists, because the men, I don't know what's wrong with the men. I think part of the problem is the estrogen, and we have to remember who pushed birth control on our society back in the 60s, okay? The same usual suspects, and what did birth control do? Put estrogen into the water table. And what does estrogen do? It flops the sexes. It makes women more aggressive and want to behave more like men, and estrogen in a man will make him operate more like a feminine person. So, and here's the other thing. Once estrogen that's in the birth control pills is passed into the water system, it cannot be filtered out. It cannot be filtered out. So they have polluted our water. They've got our hormones are all upside down, inside out. It's just amazing to me, the attack on our people. And our men, I don't know. I shake my head. I'm disgusted with the behavior of a lot of men, to be honest. And like I've told some of the younger guys, what are you going to do when us old farts are gone? Okay, those of us that still know a little bit about how to be a man still has some testosterone running in our veins. We haven't been completely estrogen dosed. For one thing, I've been drinking purified water since the 70s. So, I don't know. Except that the Father says he's going to pour his Spirit out on the men at some point. And I'm starting to see signs of that. I'm getting contacted by men. Some of them are in my own family. And they're talking like I've never heard them talk before. And they're angry. Even in Australia and different places like that, people, the men, are getting extremely angry about what's going on. So let's just hope we harness that energy and use it to bring about righteous judgment upon the earth.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
All right, Susan. Keep up the good work. Yahweh bless your heart.
Thanks.
All right, I'll tell you what, things are heating up, folks, left and right. So, you know, you better be paying attention to what the hell's going on around you. I'm trying to get my software is acting up again here, so bear with me for a second. It's okay, there we go. Jeez, oh, Pete. I don't know if I've got a virus that was put in here or what, but everything's acting much slower. A lot of delays in programs that used to act, you know, respond instantly. Now I get a delay, and I can't seem to get anybody with any IT experience to help me, so we just have to deal with it. I'm not going to quit. They can do whatever they want. I'm not going to quit. I told a group on Saturday that I was talking to that as long as I'm sucking air, I will be the greatest enemy they ever heard of. Not that that's actually what I am, but I'm saying as far as I'm concerned, I will be whatever it takes to destroy them. That's what I'll do. Because personally, I believe that's what I'm here for. And I wish more men felt that way. I wish more people felt that way. We don't have to accept this bullcrap, okay? Government is our servant, not our masters. Legislators are our servants, not our masters. And people should understand that. Okay, what do I got here now? And just like it said in Pennsylvania and these other places, where governors and stuff put out what they call orders, etc. That's not law, folks. It's not law. I just noticed, let's see here. Randy, are you on the air with me?
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Okay. I didn't do anything, and all of a sudden I noticed you're activated. So,
your system is messing up. I had myself actually muted, but I didn't even do the star six thing. I mean, I heard it say that I was unmuted. I was like, well, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, I did chime in a little bit late today. Did you hear about this documentary called Shadowgate? Have you heard about this that just got released on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, the, Millie Weaver's in. I don't know. You know, I know a lot of people out there don't care for Alex Jones. She does work for his network, but she's currently sitting in jail. She was arrested on Friday.
Right, under a secret indictment.
Hey, who's next, right? The whole point, I'm not trying to scare people, but this is war, folks. And these people do not like the fact that we've been exposing them on many different fronts. I mean, this is war. I mean, they're not going to just... They're going to fight back, and so are we. So... basically what I'm just saying is, you know, these people, they're going to get what's coming to them, but at the same time, don't be naive. I mean, you know, this is war. I mean, it's what it is.
Right. Well, there's casualties in war, good and bad. The good guys and the bad guys both take hits. And the good guys have been taking lots of hits. I can't wait till we start seeing bad guys going.
But I think, you know, I think it was the last time I talked to you, we had talked about it. It doesn't matter how long you've been involved in, like, doing all this research and stuff. You just keep learning and learning and learning. This stuff that Millie Weaver's got in this documentary, I mean, all the years that I've been doing my own research on things, I've never heard about any of this stuff. So, I mean, it's coming at, like, warp speed on us now, all the information.
Now, I started watching it, and I passed it out to hundreds and hundreds of people that I know. I did not finish watching it, figuring that a lot of it is stuff I already knew. So what you're saying is she's bringing up a lot of the new stuff that we have not even...
I mean, me personally, I was not aware of this type of stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
You know, I know everybody that kind of comes into the message, we're at all kinds of different levels. So yeah, okay. I mean, some people might watch it and be like, oh, I already knew about that. I mean, supposedly what they're talking about in the documentary, they're claiming that a lot of that's already public information, but it's, then again, I mean, everybody that's coming into this movement is that, you know, our knowledge and stuff like that is, we're all at different levels.
Right.
So, but I'm you know, what's amazing about that documentary, really, is it just, because I guess, you know, people are just really looking around for the truth. And when that was released on Friday, I checked earlier, it's already over 1 million views.
Right.
But people are out there looking for the truth.
Well, that's good. I'll try to at some point today. I've been really, really busy. I've been fielding an awful lot of phone calls and messages,
right.
But I will try to watch the whole thing then to see if there's something new I have not heard. But anybody telling the truth and waking people up has got to be, supported.
Yeah. You know, you see that documentary, it does start, you know, as you learn more and more, you see the pieces of the puzzle being put together on how all this really works against us. And because after I watched a documentary, I started looking at a lot of Twitter feeds. And of course, you see like the whole political base, right? You know, attacking Trump. I'm just going to use this for an example. They've been attacking him on the post office thing. I'm like, this is interesting. So we started digging around on it. Well, there's videos of Obama out there where he was basically comparing the private sector to the post office. And it talked about, like the private sector shipping companies are like doing good, like FedEx. And even Obama had said in this old video that the post office has always had problems. But yeah, here they are all criticizing Trump right now over the post office. The whole thing is laughable.
Oh my God.
I mean, Trump didn't, you know, I'm not really taking sides on it one way or the other. The point is they're using anything they can to go at it. I mean, it's ridiculous to blame him for the post office. He's only been in there for 3 years. It's like, it's all a game. That's all it is. It's just one big game.
And I think
that documentary really sheds a light on how all this really works. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's good. There's a lot of truth going out there. It reminds me of the scripture. It says that everything that's been hidden will become known. And as it's becoming known...
Whoa. I almost forgot the good stuff. Dianne Feinstein on her Twitter account, she is shocked that the High Capacity magazine in California would be overturned. You know what? She's shocked that that would happen. Well, you know what? I'm not shocked, because if you would just read the Second Amendment, I mean, it's not rocket science. We have a right to keep and bear arms and shall not be infringed. But even Dianne Feinstein can't even understand that.
Well, she's a Jew. Of course.
Not.
Of course
they,
not.
They've been attacking our Second Amendment since the beginning of time. It's no big secret they want to disarm us. Of course, naturally, they want to disarm their slaves. They don't want us to fight back.
Well, one of the good things happening is many of these police officers are joining local militias now, and there is a movement afoot with the constitutional sheriffs to also work with the militia, and I'm in contact with Sheriff Mack, with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, and they have agreed that the sheriff can deputize anybody he wants. A lot of sheriffs, of course, are going to want to make sure you're trained, et cetera, but the point of it is that if you have a good sheriff, and down here in Florida, we've got, I think, four or five of them now, maybe more, constitutional sheriffs. So if you've got a sheriff in your location, maybe in the next county over, but whatever, if he's of a mind and you can get your militiamen hooked up with him, he can deputize. And once you're a deputy, guess what? The Jews and all of their gun laws don't make one damn bit of difference. because as a deputy for the sheriff, you're exempt from all that stuff. And as a deputy for the sheriff, you can make arrests. So the militia can go into the local town council and arrest. They can go into the mayor's office and arrest. They can go to the Board of Education and arrest the communists. They can go into the state capitol and arrest the governor or any of the state officials that are communists. And eventually we'll go into Washington and round up the communists there and arrest them as well. And when they're found out to be communists, the militia will also execute them. I think that would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it be, Randy?
You know, these really are exciting times to be living in. They really are. I'm looking around and it's just like, I see a lot of people never really thought that they would finally wake up, man, and they're, you know, we've been telling them for years, they're sure coming at us now, and it's like, I don't even feel like I'm even truly ready for this. Yeah, you know, it's like, because you got all these people like sending me, hey, did you know about this? And it's like, dude, where you been the last X amount of years? We've been trying to tell you. Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the party. It's about damn time. But you know what? How many people have said throughout the years that it would take these people to really start losing their comfort, you know, their jobs, their comfort, their lifestyle to really wake up? And I think that's what's happening. It's starting to get personal because they're starting to lose their stuff. Well, hey, if that's what it takes, whatever. It's about time.
Yeah, we talked about that many years ago, Randy, on the show, that it would take a lot of pain to get a stiff-necked Israelite to wake up and pay attention.
Well, and, you know, it's about time because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of us that we've lived a decent lifestyle, but at the same time, we've been trying to wake people up. So we have sacrificed over how many a year, like half my life, I've just been trying to wake people up to different things.
Right.
We didn't have to do any of this, but we just wanted the truth. That's all we were after. What is the truth? That's all I don't know anybody in this movement that has been just trying to find out what the truth is. None of us are getting rich here. None of us. but yet you got all these people in the media lying, making all this money, living the good lifestyle. Well, you know what? Their day is coming to an end. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They worship the money. It was all about the money for these people.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I like to make fun with my family when we get talking. I said, you know, I spent 4 years in the United States Air Force. I spent a career building 14 power plants, nuclear power plants across the nation to supply electricity to my fellow man. And all that time I've been preaching and going to personal gatherings and 21 years on the radio. And my reward is to live at the poverty level. Actually, I'm below the poverty level. So,
we just found out for those people that like to wear the masks out there, we have just discovered that if you you take your mask, your medical mask, and you line the outside edges of it with ketchup, it can actually seal to your face better. We actually have pictures of that. We've been spreading on the internet, having fun with it, because that's what we're having, folks. We're having fun with all this now.
Wow,
we're poking fun at all these people.
It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
It sure is.
Like I told my daughter-in-law sent me something by text and some crazy stuff that she's seeing on either Twitter or Facebook or something, and I said it's insanity and ludicrous. By the way, for the folks that aren't used to words from the dictionary, broadly or extravagantly humorous, resembling farce, farce.
And, all these people prior to COVID-19 would point at people like us and call us the tinfoil hat wearers, and here they are wearing the mask.
I love how
Yahweh operates. It's amusing.
At least me wearing a tinfoil hat doesn't affect my health. Where they got a dirty diaper hanging on their face.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But these are exciting times. These are the times that were prophesied about. Here we are. We're living it. We are living it. What others knew would happen at some point, we are living it. And these are exciting.
Oh, absolutely. And Randy, you're up there in Michigan. I wanted to ask, is there anything happening with the effort to recall that tranny Jewish hag Whitmer?
Oh, Stretch and Gretchen. Yes, there is. As far as I know, the last I had checked, the language and the recall has been approved. That's the last I've heard.
Okay. Now, also,
I have to look into that a little bit. There's so much going on. It's hard to keep up with all this.
I know. And I also know a gentleman that left Florida to go up there to work with the sheriffs to start the deputizing plan. This was a couple years ago. Is there anything that you're catching in the Coconut Telegraph saying anything about the sheriffs deputizing the men in the militia?
I haven't heard anything about that, but I was recently surprised with one of our sheriffs in Clare County, Michigan, had actually put something out on social media to the effect of that he was sick and tired of, he used the word deep state, and I was completely shocked.
Okay.
So I think these sheriffs, they're starting to get more vocal from what I'm seeing. They're getting they're kind of being put in the middle here.
They're being put in the middle, and they're going to find out that
we don't want our enemy using them as a pawn against us, because we do not want to be in that situation where the enemy sits in the background while we just kill each other. That's stupid. Let's not fall for that trickery.
Well, that's why the militia and the good citizens, the armed citizens, need to make sure the sheriff knows that you're going to have his back, because if he takes a stand. He
right.
needs to know that the armed men in the community have his back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, exciting times. You said it.
They
exciting
are.
Exciting times. All right, Rand.
The best is yet to come, they say.
Exactly. Well, we're going to find out soon. I think we're going to find out a lot in the next 4 months.
Have you heard of, you were in the military, correct?
Yes.
You know about Greencastle?
A little bit, not a lot.
All right, there's it's a legitimate picture. It was put out by the White House Twitter account, and I verified it. It's true. I mean, I don't have the military background, so I don't have complete understanding, but many of those shades at the White House were green, so anybody in the military understands Greencastle, that you may understand it better than I do. But that is real deal. There was a lot of green drapery at the White House not long ago.
Well,
it was just prior to Trump leaving to Ohio to speak at Whirlpool. I do know that for a fact.
Right. The headquarters for Whirlpool is right there where I used to live.
Yeah.
So, that's up in Michigan. Well, that's why I say over the next 3.5 months, we're going to find out just who's who, because some of this could be put there to just throw us off the track. And some of it could be real. And so we're not going to know until people actually come out in the open with what side of the fence they're on. Because right now it's just a guess.
Right.
So, but over the next 3.5 months, people are going to have to get off the fence. There will be no more fence setting over the next 3.5 months.
And brothers and sisters, keep your friends very close and be prepared.
Oh, absolutely. Good advice, Rand. All right, buddy. I'm going to close her up for today. Yahweh bless your heart. Keep up the good work, and definitely stay in touch, all right?
Yep. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of good information. We want to thank Randy and Susan and Russ for calling in. Amazing, amazing stuff going on. But again, a good book, The Satan Amongst Us by Pastor Bob Hallstrom with Kingdom Identity Ministries there in the Ozarks. The Satan amongst us is a great adversary. The great adversary is human government, folks, okay? And our founding fathers reiterated that same thought. If you read the documents, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and the writings of the fathers in the Federalist Papers and in their own memoirs, okay? Their letters back and forth to each other, etc. So there is no argument about that, okay? They knew government, and George Washington's quote is very, very famous about that, okay? It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Dangerous servant even in the love, even in the capacity of a servant, is dangerous. You got to keep an eye on them all the time. But as your master, it is absolutely horrendous. Okay, government is to work for us. They're public servants. They are to respond to we the people. And who are we the people? The white Caucasian males. And the males represent the ladies in the family. That's the hierarchy of the Bible. That's the hierarchy of our founding fathers. They did not envision young people below the age of 20 having power to vote or to cast ballots. They didn't envision women as any part of the process. It was the white males, especially white men of faith and good character, provable good character, not hearsay, not speeches. We are the true citizens. We are the true members of America that were meant to govern it in God's law, as William Blackstone and many other jurists have said. Okay? When we are in control, we who know the Father and put ourselves in obedience to the Father, when we're in control, the people will rejoice. A lot of people say, well, what would the world look like under your so-called Yahweh's government? Well, go read the Bible. You'll find out. It would be the Garden of Eden. You'd be free. You'd have almost no taxation. You would own your land. You'd own your home. You'd own your business. There'll be no corporations. There'll be no forced insurance companies. There'll be no forced law upon you. The only law would be the law of Yahweh. So if you're not killing or raping your neighbors, you're not going to be bothered by anybody. Okay? If you're not a pedophile, you're not going to be bothered by anybody. If you're not a homosexual, you're not going to be bothered by anybody. Okay? Just obey the Father. That's all. As long as you're obeying the Father, nobody should be bothering you at any level. And the only government that should ever have anything to say at all should be at a level where you can go to their door and knock on it and have a conversation with them. If they're beyond reach, then they're beyond control. They become your masters. Very simple philosophy, folks. That's why most power is at the county level. Most people can travel within their county to get to see a sheriff or a mayor or a county commissioner. And if you're having a problem with their edicts or whatever they're doing, or if you need to get people in the community upset because they're also probably like-minded, you have definite control. You can be right there at the sheriff's door, the mayor's door, whatever, the state senator or the state representative. You can go right to their doors and say, hey, we got a rope. If you want to be a communist, you can go to some other land and be a communist, but you can't stay here. That's what this rope's for. I hope you understand that. If you start showing signs of being a communist, we're going to come and get you. Right? Isn't that the way it's supposed to work? That's the way the founding fathers did it. That was only a couple hundred years ago. And why do we men seem to think that we got to have only people in uniform have power to do anything and to protect us and to right the wrongs of government? No, we have the power within ourselves. We don't need any of these outsiders, okay? And the good sheriffs know that. The good sheriff should be actually supporting the men that are at arms and are upset with this communist takeover of our country. If they're not, they're not good sheriffs. They should not even be in office because they take an oath of office as well. Okay? Communism is the antithesis of the Bible and the founding of this nation. The antithesis, meaning the direct opposite. It is anti-Christ, it is anti-American, it is definitely anti-white male. And I got news for all the white men out there. You got a great big target on your back, guys, whether you know it or not. Especially us that, again, we still have a little testosterone and we have a faith in our Father. We got a great big target on us. They want to take us down because they know that we are a thorn in their side. And I say hallelujah. Guys like Randy and Russ and all the other people. Ken from Mississippi, I see he's here. And Ralph up there in Canada. Lane, welcome to the program. Vince, good to see you here. Gary out there in California. Henry up there in Connecticut. And if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. Maximus, I'm not sure what state you're in. But anyway, the point of it is, we are the impediment to the New World Order. Nobody else is. That's why everything you see happening is to put down the white male, especially the believing white male, people of faith. They hate us, and they'll do everything they can to destroy us. And, you're in Maryland. Okay, thanks, bud. So that's good news, because that means that the power to change this thing is within us, guys. We have the authority and the power to fix this situation. We just have to realize it and come together of one accord, meaning be in agreement with each other, and we can fix this thing. I see Caucasian guys here too. He's over in the Netherlands. So even overseas, we've got folks here joining the program. So hallelujah. So exciting times, definitely a time to stay awake and stay alert to what's going on around you. You should also be getting back to basics. I hope you understand that. We've talked about that for so many years now. Get rid of all the extraneous material goods in your house, things that you don't really need, because just like it was in the days of old in the Feast of Tabernacles when they had to flee and live in temporary shelters, you can't carry all that excess junk. It's just going to go to the enemy anyway, so why don't you give it away now so you can control who gets it? Okay, downsize. We need to downsize our waistlines, guys. Okay? We need to get in shape, fighting shape, men and women both, but certainly the men. So downsize your useless material goods that you don't need. Downsize the waistline. Let's get in shape. And something else I noticed too, as I've gone to being more organic and I follow the intermittent fasting rules and all that, my body's actually changing dramatically. And I thought it did years ago when I was exercising every day, working out with weights and stuff like that. But that didn't have near the effect that just eating the right foods, the nutritious foods in small amounts and following the guidelines of the intermittent fasting has made a dramatic difference. And a lot of our ailments go away when the body gets back to a normal weight. So many of our ailments are because we're overweight. Diabetes being one, back aches and problems with our backs and our shoulders and our necks, stomach problems, irritable bowel syndrome, etc. The stress on the organs causing organ failure, okay? Joints and joint replacements, all due to excessive stress caused by being overweight, not to mention the stress upon the heart. And when everything's working in homeostasis, guess what else works better? Your brain and the pineal gland, which is your antenna to the other side. So once again, common sense, if you want to feel better, if you want to have more energy, if you want to be able to take on the devil in whatever form it comes, then get in fighting shape, guys. Life, you're going to live a longer life and a happier life, and you're going to be able to do it without any pharmaceuticals or trips to the doctor. Personally, I think that's a good way to go. So I got one more message that came in here. See if it... okay, very good. And we have a nice live audience with us again today, so praise Yahweh for that. Nothing huge, but then again, our father walked this earth and he only had 12 men that he carried with him, 12 Benjaminites, actually, all from the same tribe, once they got rid of Judas, all from the same tribe. So it's not numbers. Don't get fixated on numbers, folks, and think about Gideon in the book of Numbers, okay? That's not what's important. What is important is that we stay righteous and we be radamanthine. Remember that word, radamanthine. Means to be strictly and uncompromisingly just. We cannot be defeated when we remain righteous. Are you listening, guys? If you love your family, if you love yourself, if you love this country.
The governor is a traitor! He should be arrested! Pennsylvania.
Randy,
Governor Wolf is a traitor!
Hey, Randy, you got back on.
To hell with the New World Order! How I feel.
All right. Y'all bless, buddy. Well, there you go. That's what the righteous indignation will cause right there. You can just picture Yeshua screaming at the Jews in his day the same way. You lying sack of demons, murderers, thieves, and adulterers. Yeah, absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We thank you for the callers and all of their works that they're doing. We ask you to bless their hearts and give them the strength that the Holy Spirit can give, discernment of knowing who they are, knowing that we're on the right team, knowing that we will succeed, we will have victory over this beast. Yes, as the scripture says, many will say, who can war with the beast? Well, they are the unbelievers. They are the one that thinks scripture and you are nonsense, and we know better than that. So those of us who are on the right team and the right side, we say hallelujah, we're going to win this war. We're not going to give up. As long as we're breathing air and we have sight and vision and our muscles still work, we're going to fight the good fight. And we're going to do it with the spirit of truth right now. Truth is the greatest weapon against these monsters. As you expose them with truth, more people wake up. The more people that wake up, the more power we have. And eventually we will subdue this Antichrist horde and we will put them in the dirt where they belong. They've committed crimes against humanity and the living God, and they deserve the punishment that's coming. Be with us all, Father Yahweh. We pray the soldiers' ransom and all the men-at-arms that are out there. We pray for the good sheriffs out there that they be lifted up in prayer and supported in action by the men of the community. For the police officers that are waking up to the treason amongst us in this land and the communist influence, we ask a blessing upon their hearts. And the militia, the men-at-arms, the family men out there, we pray for a blessing and protection upon them as well. Ladies, support your men. That's your job. They can fight dragons if you're on their side. Don't take their muscle away. Don't take their zeal. Don't take away their spirit and their passion. Support them as men. Yeah, it's a fearful thing, but don't ever turn your attention the other way and take away their power. You exude great influence over the men in your life if you're a godly woman. And if you're not a godly woman, then get away from them. Leave them. Go your own way. Go back to Sodom and Gomorrah like Lot's wife wanted to do. And join the walking dead. But if you're a godly woman, get in there and support that man. He's got some tough decisions to make. He needs you to support him. So help us in these regards, Father Yahweh, and open the doors for us to get into our sanctuaries, wherever those arcs might be. And we also pray, Father, that you would protect us from all of our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.